Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim daf Yudalet. Yesterday, you will recall that we spoke at length about the question of how can we extend the dinim of the Avodah to places where Shlomim doesn't apply. Because after all, Shlomim is the entire Mekor of the Halakha, so primary Mekor of the Tumach Shava, both by Pigol and by Shalal Lishma. So we were thinking about what would be on something that isn't Nogea Shlomim, let's say Tvilat Etzba in the din of the Hataot Havimiyot, or perhaps even the din of the Minah, which obviously are not Shlomim. No way they could be Shlomim. So is there a principle that we learn out from Shlomim that we can apply, or does it have to actually be the exact equivalent of Shlomim, as some of the Avodat HaMenachot are? So today the Gemara suggests that it could be that the discussion we had yesterday is really a subject of a Machloket Tanoim, over three lines up from the bottom. Lema Ketanoim. The Tani Chada, we find one bright saying that Tfilat Etzba is Mifat. Now, if Tfilat Etzba is Mefagelet, it must be that we learn out from Shlomim the principle of Tfilat Etzba, because it's something which is an Aveda that is Ma'akev. V'tanya Idach, on the other hand, we have another brayta that says, not only is it not Mefagelet, meaning it can't be the subject of the Pigul, it's also Lo Mitfagelet. So in other words, if you do the Shechita or the Kabbalah Almanat to do the Tfilat Etzba tomorrow, or Chutz Bechomo, won't have any effect, which we could figure that out ourselves, because, of course, anyway, the klal is that it would have to be something that has to do with Ahila, either Ahilat Adam, Ahilat HaMizbeach. A Tfilat Etzba is the object of Pigolism, is certainly not going to make any difference. Now, but in any event, by Lav Tanoi, so apparently there's a Machlokes Tanoi of whether it's considered to be the equivalent Tfilat Etzba of Halacha, because it's necessary, or whether we can't learn out from Shlomim because it doesn't exist by Shlomim. You can't simply translate Shlomim into something that isn't really parallel. It's the same or not necessarily at all. It may simply be that this machlokes is the very machlokes that we have in the Mishnah about holacha shelo beregel. Sorry. About whether holacha is considered to be an aveda or not. Since Rabbi Shimon says that it's hev shelavala, there is no such thing as a psul in holacha. But it may be that it really has the same din as holacha, Tfilat Etzba. And since the Rebbe Shimon holds that holacha is not mefagel, so he holds over here that Tfilat Etzba is not mefagel. That's silly. According to Rebbe Shimon, it has nothing to do with Tfilat Etzba. Rebbe Shimon's shita is that the entire idea of a chatas chitayna doesn't exist in terms of the zulim. Because since the makar is shlomim, the whole makar relates only to the mizbeach achitzon. Whatever is not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not considered to be similar to the model of Shlomim at all. So forget about the whole halacha of Tfilat Etzba. Nothing is going to end up passing a thing that which is not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So call any carbon she'eino on Mizbeach HaChitzon kishlamim, which is the makor of the entire halacha of Pigol, for anything, ain bo mishum Pigol at all. So why do you think we'd be discussing Tfilas Etzba? If there is Bechlal, you could have been discussing anything. This is not a carbon in which it's possible to be mefaga. So it can't be that it's Rabbi Shimon. It therefore must be that we were right in suggesting that it's a machlokes hanoim as to whether Tfilat Etzba itself can be derived from Shlomim. That's the issue. Not whether Bechlal Shlomim applies to the Chataot HaPnimiyot. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no pigul on our Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, fine. So you know what? It must be, therefore, that you're right. It's both of them are going a little bit of Rabbonit. You'll say, okay, so how do you explain the contradiction in the Braita? Unless you're willing to say there's a machlokas about yesterday. So you know, there's talking that these who write out are referring to two different things. Well, Kasha, Kan Bechataot HaChisoniyot. We're talking about Tfilat Etzba. It says, Lo Mefagel, Lo Mefagelet. It doesn't say which, does it? It just says Bechata. You know which we're talking about, a Chatat HaChisoniyot. You assume that it's talking about a Chatat HaChisoniyot, because that's the way we started the Kasha. But as we mentioned yesterday at the end of the daf, what's the difference between a Chatat HaChisoniyot and a Chatat HaChisoniyot? On the contrary, it's more likely you would think that it would be Mefagel of a Chatat HaChisoniyot, because at least the entire carbon is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so it's similar to the Shlomim. And yet, for some reason, we were only discussing Tfilas Etzba HaChatat HaPnimi. How do you explain that? That's what we left off yesterday with the question. Today, it turns turns out that that is in fact the critical factor, and that there's a difference between the chataot apnimiot and the chataot achitonot, and there's no psul of tefillah. Even if you hold there's a psul of tefillah on the chataot apnimiot, the way we said yesterday, there is no psul of tefillah on the chataot achitonot. So, well, obvious. Why would there be? Halok tiv bei v'taval. Does it say anywhere that you need tefillah? Says Gemara, what's the word? It says the word v'taval. Is that really important? Do you or do you not need tefillah? That's the question over here. You still need to know that it would not be mafago. It's true. Because sagadei chanina, I would have thought, look, if you read the pasuk does clearly say v'lakach ha-kohen midam ha-chatat pe'etzpo'o. Now, how do you think he's going to take the dam ha-chatat elo? Obviously, he's going to have to dip his finger in. Now, you're telling me, how about if a robot came and puts the dam on his etzba? So then he could be lakach? No, he cannot. We learn not from lakach that he atikof. Let's say he has a trained monkey to bring him the dam and put it on his etzba every time. So boil a mishka zimnachriti. He's going to have to go back, stick his finger into the dam in order to be mekayim v'lakach ha-kohen. So you'll say, so for all intents and purposes, it might as well have said the word v'taval. I mean, who cares whether you refer to it as a v'lakach or refer to it as a v'taval? Bottom line is, the only way that it's going to be kosher for him to bring this dam is if he dips his blood into it. His finger into the blood. Yeah. So it's kaman v'chti v'taval dam. It's as if it says v'taval. Kamashman, therefore, this is a tremendous chiddush. That what the Torah is attempting to do for us here is to teach us that despite the fact that logistically you need to do a tefillah, the tefillah is not considered to be a separate act of aveda. That's the point. Therefore, I very scrupulously avoid using the word v'taval, which is the key word by the Chatat Avimit, in order to teach you that this is a generic lakich. Now, it may be true that how are you going to get the dam? I don't know. Gosh, can't figure out another way. I guess you're just going to have to stick that little finger in there anyway. But that doesn't make it an avoda just because you have to do it. So, Mamela, you take a look at the subtlety of it. So the question over here is, because I use a generic term of lakicha to discuss something, I prove to you through that the requirement for the lakicha is mere logistics rather than it being an etzem part of the aveda that we term to be an extended concept of halacha. Yes. Remarkable. Amazing. Yes. Yes, the Gemara is going to clarify this. Therefore, the Torah doesn't want to use the word v'taval. The mashmahachi or mashmahachi. This way, v'lokach could be mashma in either direction. Yeah, of course, when I analyze it, I understand that. But how would you get it without v'taval? I don't know. But that's irrelevant.
Is that not beautiful?
That's how you're going to have to do it.
Yes.
It's not part of...
That's right. It's understood, but, you know, it's not something I'm demanding of you. It's just there's no alternative. I might as well say, and how does the Kohen get there without breathing? Yeah, you're right, he has to breathe. You know, okay, so he has to breathe. So therefore the breathing is going to be part of the Aveda. It's a breathe.
And how do we know that it's not going to
be? Because we understand if a lakach is a positive act, but it's a generic act. That's what I think it's so lovely. It's a Bam Shabur Kavar. No, not necessarily. Only Lagabi, the din of Elihir, the Rabbanan Ramay. Similar to the Efshalavat idea. He turns the halacha into something that's logistic, but we'll see that that's not quite true. We're going to see in Rishon also. So, continues now the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon. We finally get to Rabbi Shimon ben Egeh, the din of halacha itself. He is Machshe Behilo. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Moder Rabbi Shimon. Bo'olachat ha-chata'ot ha-pnimiot shemachshav ha-pasalad. When it comes to the chatat ha-pnimiot, let's remember, what is Rabbi Shimon Shita in the chatat ha-chitzonah? That since it would be possible to do it without holocha, how would it be possible without holocha? Shecht right up there next to the Mizbeah, and then you don't have to walk anywhere, you're standing right where you need to stand, and you can throw the dam at that point onto the Mizbeah Pazriya. So what do you need holocha for? So that's all very nice when it comes to the chatat ha-chitzonah. So now, what are you going to do with chatat ha-pnimiot? You're going to have to get the dam into the heichal to do the zrika on the mizbeach ha-zahav, to the zrika against the parochet. How are you going to get there? You're going to take the animal into the heichal, or you're going to shech the animal in the heichal? Even if that's kosher, we'll talk about later on the din of sofer in there, but certainly that's not the way that is erech eretz to do it. I mean, you're not going to be able to do that. So it's clear, therefore, that when it comes to the chatat ha-pnimiot, machshav does pasul, because at that point the holacha becomes an avodah she'ein yachol levatla. In which case, our response to Sruli is that he's not bringing a proof from the fact that it's efshel levatla, that it's mer worldly logistics. I agree it's an Aveda, but an Aveda that is Ev Shalavakla is not a Choshev Aveda in terms of being required for the din of Hayachol Yachel. I could do without it. Mamela, it's not Ma'akev Yachila. The Gemara is going to bring this out very clearly later on. But if, in fact, it is necessary to do this Aveda under the circumstances, so then Enochinami becomes an Aveda Shem Shalavakla. But wait a minute, what are we talking about over here? According to Rabbi Shimon, I just said there's no Pigel at all when it comes to the Chato Ota Pnimio, because it's not similar to Shlomi. So by God, what are you talking about, whether it's an Aveda Shem Shalavakla? Who cares? I don't care if you'd be talking about the Etzem Zrika. It wouldn't be considered to be an Aveda when it comes to the Chato Ota Pnimio, because remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Makor of the Din is Shlomi, and since I can't learn out from Shlomi because it's not similar to Shlomi, it's being brought inside Mamela, the whole discussion is irrelevant. I can't believe you're having this discussion. I thought you said, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kol Shein HaMizbeach, Inu Al Mizbeach HaChitzok Yishlamim, Bechlau Ein Chayav Elam Mishun Pigel. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, could you please read carefully? What did he just say? Ein Chayavin Alav Mishun Pigel. Did he ever say there's no Pigel? He says there's no chiyav of pigel, but obviously modeh ayal if so. But he's going to say that since it's not similar to shlom, bichlal there's no psul of a makshava of chutz lizmano. That's absurd because it's certainly a kal vachomer, even if I can't learn it out directly from the pasuk of shlomim. Because if shalol lishma, which is bichlal, doesn't pass or shlom, nonetheless it passes a chatas. Chutz lizmano, which passes shlomim, is obviously going to pass or chatas. The only question is, so should I be chatas? I have harait also on the achila of the chatas, which was pigo. No, because dayola vol min hadin liyot kinidon. We are always limited in a kal vachomer. Information in is the information out. The information in is that we're basing it all on shelo lishma. Is there a chiyav of karet of shelo lishma by a chatat? Absolutely not. Therefore, the maximum information that can be extracted from the kal vachomer is limited by the maximal information that was required to make the kal vachomer. The kal vachomer doesn't create information from nowhere. Okay, that's one of the laws of thermodynamics. Ended up becoming an informational theory, as you know. So there's no possible way to generate new information. We're limited by what is there. So therefore, I agree that there's a psul that is innate in the din of the psulim of shlomim as they're applied by a kal vachomer. All I said was that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to be chayev of the chayev chorus as a result of the asiya of pigel.
Only
a chiyuv
when you eat it.
The fact
that you made
it. Yes, eat it. That's all he's talking about. There's no chiyuv of eating it. Excellent. Very well explained. Baruch Hashem. And in English. I am amazed. It only took 10 years or so, and we're really getting there. Baruch Hashem. By the way, you may want to repeat it in Afrikaans for our South African audience. Now that we've got it in English, it's not totally awesome, you understand. Mandela would be proud of you. Okay, so let's see that inside. Modaya lifsol mikavachomer, mashalo lishman shulshu bishlami. Poso bechatat, chutz is manu, which is actually poso, even shlami. Enodin shiifsol bechataot, so that's not an issue bichlal. Okay, that's very interesting, but that's only chutz is manu. What about chutz l'mekomo minola? Now, you're going to tell me, well, I mean, I can learn it from chutz zmano. No, you can't. Chutz zmano is chamur because it's karet. So I'll learn it directly from lo lishma, the same way I did with chutz zmano. No? No, because im shelo lishma, if you're going to try to learn it out from shelo l'shem chatat, I would say no, because you know what? Shelo lishma, you'd be able to passel a carbon on a boma before there was an iser being makra on the boma. Let's say you're living during the time of Nova Givon. So now you're bringing your korban on your private bama. Is there a din of chutz l'mekomo? Obviously not. By definition, the right to bring on a bama means there's no makom. You bring in whatever you want. B'chol makom asher tir'eh. But is there a psul of chutz zmano? Absolutely. All that the bama was never a time issue. It was always a space issue. So there's no problem of violating space mechita. There is no mechita. But there's clearly the same issur of violating a time mechita. So when it comes to now, how about the did of the lishma, which is another element of mechitza, actually, in the furthest reaches of conceptual space. How about violating lishma? Absolutely. If I have a makshev shul lishma on a bama, it's exactly the same as having it anywhere anywhere else. Why not? One of the dinim of the hakrava. And therefore, how can you learn out from a psul machshava, which is applicable in the case of Obama, to a psul machshava, which is not applicable in the case of Obama? So I ask you again, how do you know that even chutz limikomo is noe? Now, wait a minute over here. That was a very interesting sophistry. Because where is there Shelo Lishmam? Where does Shelo Lishmam pass? By a Korm Pesach, a Korm Chatz. You can't bring that on Obama. Well, you almost got me there. So, Chatz v'Pesach. Pesach v'Chatz v'Obama lo Korva. You can't bring it on Obama. So that's the end of that argument. Or, actually... we'll see. Only something that's nida v'nida. V'ibay tema, or maybe let's take a look. Forget about Shelo Lishma. Let's indeed learn it out of the Chutz Zmano. So you're saying, how can you learn out of Chutz Zmano? Chutz Zmano is more chomer. You're right, but it's a pasuk. If you take a look at the basic idea of the pasuk that we learn out Shlomim, so the issue of there's ime achel yachel b'yom hashlishi. That's Chutz Zmano. Pigalu lo yeratzeh. That's Chutz Zmano. So therefore, the Torah has been makish chutz zmano chutz b'koma. Once I'm able to establish that the psul of chutz zmano applies, then by definition, I know from the hekesh that chutz b'koma applies. I don't need a separate limud. So Manela, we have no problem. Omar Rava. Now Rava is going to have now a series of very interesting comments on what the possible implication of Rabbi Shimon Shita, that whatever we can do without, you can't view it as a dover that's ma'akev the achila, and therefore wouldn't passel with maksha. Some very interesting implications, which I'm not 100% sure of because they're dependent on combinations of halachas, which we don't know for a fact Rabbi Shimon holds. But let's imagine, says Rabbi, let's imagine that Rabbi Shimon holds of his own sons, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, his own sons talk halacha when it comes to the question of whether the area between the wall of the Mizbeach to the west and the opening to the Azorah. In other words, imagine you're standing at the Kotel Ma'aravi, which is now you're in the rear of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so in front of you, when you finally reach the actual wall around the Azorah, as opposed to the Arabayit, which the Kotel is. But let's say you're at the wall of the Azorah. Now, you move in one step, the next wall you hit is the back of the Heichal. Okay, you keep going forwards, and you've arrived at the doorway between the Heichal and the Ulam. You go a little bit further, and now you're at the doorway of the Ulam, heading down into the Azorah itself. You go a little bit forward, and now you hit the Mizbeach's wall. This is the wall of the Mizbeach, which is the Kotel HaMaravi of the Mizbeach. You're now at the western end of the Mizbeach, right? Okay. No. We're outside. Now you're at the Mizbeach.
Right. You're going from east to west.
No, you're going from west to east. Kotel HaMaravi is western wall. Yeah. Don't believe those translations, wailing wall. It's western wall. Okay. You remember, you're a tour guide. You got to get those things straight. Yes, it's west. Okay, so now the question is this. To your left is what direction?
North.
Correct. You're facing east, so to your left is north. Now, between the northern wall of the Mizbeach and the northern wall of the Azorah. That area is definitely kosher for Shita of Kodshei Kadosh. That is called Tzafon. And remember that Tzafon is Ma'akev. You need to shecht b'Tzafon if you're talking about Kodshei Kadosh. All right. So I shecht b'Tzafon. Now, how about if I shecht in the area between the Mizbeach and the wall of the Ulam? Is that, and the northern part of it, of course, but is that also called the north, or is the north only the area against the Mizbeach north? Now, that's a machlokes. Now let us assume that Rabbi Shimon agrees with his son, who holds that even the area that is not in any way near the Mizbeach, because it's already closer to the Ulam, that the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam in the northern half of the Azorah is also called north for Shechita. So now it would turn out that Imtim Tzilom Rabbi Shimon Tzavala Kavrei Doma Beinu Ulam Ulam Mizbeach Isafon, and nonetheless you're asserting that Machshava in Holaka is definitely going to possible the chataot apnimiot, because after all, I mean, you can't bring the animal right up against the Mizbeach HaZahav and shecht it in the Heichal. Okay, but you could get the animal all the way up to the door of the Ulam.
Really?
Yeah. That's what Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon holds. If Reb Shimon holds like his son, so then you'd be able to shecht right up against the door of the ulam, and then the only part that would be unavoidable in the halacha was to carry the blood from that spot up till the mizbeach, the inner mizbeach. That's my first point. So, emach shavam holod b'alacha chatot apnimiyot, ela mipetach ulam v'lefnim. Now, I got another point for you, and this is fascinating. Let's say that Rabbi Shimon would hold, v'yimtim tzor mesov lak Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say he holds the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is very interesting. He holds that actually, because of historical requirements, the entire inside of the Azara was mekudash with the kedusha of the Mizbeah. And therefore, you would be able to bring karbonos on the floor, technically speaking. Now, if that's true, then there's halacha the other direction. Because remember that halacha passels we learned yesterday in bringing the kemitza to the Mizbeah. And that's the equivalent of the halacha of the dam of the shomim. That's what we said yesterday. Now, there is a very fascinating, and it's almost a laboratory experiment, in the relationship of kibitza to shirayim. There's a fascinating one case where there seemed to be a complete separation between the kibitza and the mincha itself. And what is that? Again, we're not used to the attractions of kachim, but remember, that's what kachim is all about, called kuchmat. In reality, when you are looking at the lechem hapanim, and there's the bezichei levona with the lechem hapanim, you think, because macrocosm, cosmically, you now see the separate things. The truth is, it's always separate. The bezichin represent the contents of the lavona that's in any mincha. And for all intents and purposes, when you take those bezichin off of the shulchan and bring them onto the mizbeach, and now the lechem becomes mutter, what that is the halacha of the kmitza to the mizbeach, which is matter the shirayim. So now, since we have one other case, that means, where you're going to do a halacha that is impossible to be mavatel, but interestingly, it's in the other direction. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we said the chataot apnimiyot, you're going to have to walk with the blood till the mizbeach. But you're also going to have to walk from the shulchan, which is inside, to the mizbeach. So that would also be a halacha that you can't do without. But I just want to point out that if Rabbi Shimon holds of Rabbi Yehuda, you only can not do without up to the point where you get to the floor. But the moment you got to the floor, at that point you could have burned the bezichim on the floor, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the floor is an extended mizbeach. So that part is efshel levatla. Now, of course, you won't. You'll keep walking till you get to the mizbeach, but that's irrelevant. What's important to us is you could have. Okay, now not only that, I got another point from you. Let's say, and this is also in Machlokas later on, let's say that the ulam would have the same din as the heichal. Because that's a question. Is the kedusha of the ulam an extension of the kedusha of the heichal? Or is the kedusha of the ulam essentially an extension of the kedusha of the azor? Now, if the heichal and the ulam is all one, then you could actually take the shulchan and move it all the way up to the door of the ulam, because it would still be in the heichal, technically. Now, of course, you're not going to do that, but you could do it. So then that would mean that, according to Rabbi Shimon, the maximal distance that you would have to walk is only through the door of the ulam. It is. That's exactly the point. You'd have to walk through the door. That's a very thick door. I mean, look at this door. You'd have to walk through that door, and you'd have to now get at least to the floor of the Azara. Okay, so then we've limited it from the doorway of the ulam to the floor. Now, there's also machlokes about whether the doorway itself is kadesh b'kedushat ulam or not. So now, imtim tzoloma. I didn't do that inside it. So then the machshava, I skip. I thought I did. Im tim tzolom Rabbi Shimon tzavla kibrei. If Rabbi Shimon holds like his son, then bein olam v'lemizbeach is tzafon. So then im machshava moralat be'olachat chatot pnimiyot el mipetach olam v'lifnim. So then you could start at the entrance to the ulam, and only that short distance from the doorway to the actual mizbeach is where you can't do without the olam. Furthermore, im tim tzolom tzavla Rabbi Yehuda diomatoch azara mikadesh. If he holds that going the other direction, then once you reach the floor of the Azara, you're for all intents and purposes at the Mizbeah. So then in Machshava Moelet, in the other direction of the Holachat, Siluk HaBezichin, except for the distance from the Heichal, because you could move the Shulchan up to the door of the Heichal, and till the point where you get to Chutz, to the floor of the Azara. If you furthermore hold, Vimdim Salomah, that the Kiddush of the Heichal and the Ulam is all one thing, Chodahim, so then you could move the Shulchan all the way up to the door of the Ulam. And then the Machshava would be only Moelet from the Petach HaOlam V'Lachutz, just that short distance, to get to the floor. And if you even hold Imtim Tzoloma Toch HaPetach Kelifnim, then only the Ein Machshava Moelet, even for a single footstep. The Holocha would only be the stretching forth of your hand and putting it down on the floor. But if you hold, as we're about to see the question, Imtim Tzoloma Sover Holocha, that the movement of a hand as opposed to a foot is not considered to be holacha at all, so then in machshava moelet klal, then there would be no way to do this in the inverse, that there would be a holacha of the bezichin aliyah the Rabbi Shimon at all. So he wouldn't hold by the minachot ha-pnimiyot, so to speak, that there would be any type of stolen holacha. Don't think that that's necessarily reversible from chatat to mincha. Omalei Abaye Lamar, which of course leads us to the next question. When we talk about holacha as being capable of avoiding, now, it's surely suggested a moment ago that maybe that was because it's a mere logistical requirement. It's not really considered to be an avoid.
Because you get right next
to it. Yeah, and therefore the need for it can't be that it's considered. That's one way of understanding it. Now, there's a simple litmus test, and that is, what's the din if a czar does the halacha? If you're going to tell me that it's mere logistic, okay, so then the main means is b'chlal not an aveda, in which case it would be kosher even with a czar, be like a shechita. But if you're going to tell me, no, that's not the point, of course it's an aveda. The only question is an aveda that you could do without considered to be part of the pasuk im he'alcho ye'achel? Because since we said that he'alcho ye'achel means those things that are required for you to be able to eat the carbon, it's obviously not required that I do a holacha to eat the carbon. What if it were shechted right up against the mizbeach? Therefore, it's not a good. What does that have to do with whether it has a shema avoda? This is the litmus test. Therefore, says Abaye to the Amora of Rav Chisda, who would be the one that would have access to Rav Chisda all the time. He was the one that claimed the shear of Rav Chisda after Rav Chisda said it. So he would say, he said, "Boy, me name Rav Chisda. Ask Rav Chisda what's the din of holacha bizar. That's what I want to know. Is that considered to be doing the Aveda wrongly or not?" So he asked Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said it's kosher. I'll bring you proof from a pasuk. Umikro misayeni. It says in Divrei Hayamim, Vayishchatu ha-pasach vayizirku ha-kohanim miyadam. They shechted the Korban Pesach, and the Kohanim took the blood from them, obviously from the owners. So the owners would walk over to where the Kohanim were standing, would bring them the dam, because the owners could do the Shechita. So they did now the Shechita. So there's a group of Kohanim standing next to the Mokam Shechita to do Kabbalah. A group of Kohanim standing next to the Mizbeach to do the Zriga. And the owners participated as much as possible. So they did the Shechita. Kohen did the Kabbalah. The Tzar took the blood and moved over to the other group of Kohanim. That's what the Pasuk is mashma. How could the owner take the blood to the Kohanim? I is doing a holacha. You see clearly from here that holacha is not considered to be an aveda at all. And it's more than just efshalavatva as a meaning it's not negea eating. It's that it's not negea aveda. What's shaykh to say something that doesn't need to be done would be called an aveda? Doesn't need to be done. That's the point. Masir Rav Shesha says Beferish, says Rav Shesha is not like that. It says a czar or a kohen who's an onen, someone died in his family on that day, or a shikor or a balmum. Any of the above would be possible in Kabbalah. Holacha, bezriha would be possible. Here it says Beferish a czar is possible. V'chein yoshev, or if the kohen is sitting down. V'chein small, or if he uses his left hand. I think that's pretty clear. Yeah, I guess it is. A yufta. That seems to blow Rav Chisda right out of the water. Wait a minute. I mean, but Rav Chisda's got a pasuk. I mean, surely the pasuk is better than the Mishnah, you know? So, v'ha Rav Chisda kroka amar. Now, it doesn't say anything over there about holacha. All it says is that the Kohen took it from the Tzar. Now, how about if the Tzar simply was standing there and was the shelf in which we put the dam down on?
Oh, not in hand.
No. Exactly. The Tzar, perhaps, to Ovid Ma'asikisabah. He'd became the shelf. So in order to be involved in his harvan, he would do the shechita. The kohen would do the kabbalah. We're waiting now for the other kohen who's going to be bringing the dam up to the Mizbeach. Okay, so the Kohen does the Kabbalah, puts it down on the head of the Tzar. What do I care? And then the other Kohen comes and takes it off the head of the Tzar, or his hand. It's all the same, as long as he's not handing it to anybody. In which case, it may well be that all he is a glorified shelf. So that's very sweet for him, but it certainly is not part of the act of Allah.
Couldn't we also take the hand?
We're getting there, David. We're getting there. Rabba v'Rav Yosef, Tamri Tarvayu, Holacha b'Zar is dependent in the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan directly. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Avodah Shev Shalavat was Lav Avodah, so then it would also be Kosher b'Zar. According to Rabbanan, it would be Paso b'Zar. So maybe this is Alibid Rabbanan in a Chinami. Holacha b'Zar would be Paso. But Alibid Rabbi Shimon is no different than a Machshava. The same thing Machshava doesn't Paso. Holacha wouldn't be. So how do you know that it's just simply not dependent on that? Omale Abaye, well, I don't understand. Everybody agrees that Shechita is considered to be an Aveda that's Yev Shalavat. I mean, how would you possibly use a carbon without Shechita? And nonetheless, it's kosher bizarre. So obviously, the relationship of a Zar is not Nogea, Ev Shalavatla or not. Why then are you claiming that it would be dependent in the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbana? I don't get this. V'ksher bizarre. Omar Lane. First, we got to start with an Aveda, okay? Then we can discuss whether it's Ev Shalavat. Don't try to talk to me about Shechita being kosher Zar. Shechita is not an Aveda. Of course it is. Tell me something. Did you ever hear of Shechita of the meat in your supermarket? Does that have anything to do with Aveda? So obviously, Shechita is not something that relates particularly to Karbanot. Mamela, it's not an Aveda to be puzzled Zar. And the fact is, all of the various tulim do not apply to Shechita. Not a single one of them. So, what's the difference? Yes, it's one of the four that are called Aveda Legabe, the Halacha of Hasselin, in terms of Machshava. But you can't call Shechita an Aveda to bring a riot to whether a Zar is Possel or anything else. In that sense, it's not something that is Miuchet for Avedas HaKorbanos. It's just over here part of the things that the Torah is B'chayef to you to do for Imei HaKoyaka. So, in other words, I'm not saying that's completely dependent in Ev Shalavat. I'm saying if you put the two things together, dinim that are ba'akev aveda normally apply to it, which is not true, buddy. But let's say by halacha, fine. And furthermore, you'll tell me that it's ev shalavatla. Then it's nogea whether ev shalavatla is an issue or not. That indeed is a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. That's all that we're saying. I think it's the only factor. It's not the only factor. Sorry, you're saying Shechita is not an Aveda, then how in the world do you blame the fact that Amr Abzer Marab, that if a Zar Shech's Bar Aduma would be possible? And Rab says, I know that it's also from a posse. The Amr of Papa Allah, since it says El Azar HaKohen, Tatemota El Azar HaKohen, and of course introduces the whole Pash of Bar Aduma with the words Zot Chukata Torah, wherever it says Chuka, it always means it's irrevocable. There's no way around it. It must be given to a Kohen. So we see that one of the things it says over there, v'shachat. So if he's going to be shochet, v'shachat o'kalifanav, if it's going to require a Kohen to shech, then obviously it'll be posel b'zar. So if you're telling me shechit is not even an avoda, how could the Torah require a Kohen? What do you mean, how could the Torah require a Kohen? What's that to do with anything? The parah isn't even a carbon. The parah adum is kachet berak abayi. So what are you bringing me a raya from here? No! So then it's an even bigger kavachom. I mean, if the parah aduma, which is not even Kaddish Kedusha Tagufis, it's Kaddish Berek Abayit, and nonetheless, the Shechit is an Aveda, Raya, you require a Kohen. So Kachem is Beach. It's not an Aveda. Must be it is an Aveda. But a Zar is kosher, even though it's an Aveda Shev Shalavat. Omer Fish Bread Revit, did you ever hear about Maros HaGoyim? You know, you need to have a Kohen to look at the Nega. So I suppose that means that it's one of the Avodot and the Beit HaMikdash. What does it have to do with the fact that you need a Kohen? Start at the other side. Kotche Berek Abayit, by definition, does not have the Kedusha that would require the Kuna. That's a given. Now, if I show you, and nonetheless, it requires a Kohen. So what does that prove to you? That the Shechita, the Paraduma, is Maros Megoyim. That's all that it proves. You're saying, no, it must prove a Kavachimer that it's an Aveda. On the contrary. The first step is to recognize that on something that doesn't have Kedusha Taguf, it's absurd to discuss the nature of Aveda. So even though there may be a requirement for Kuna, there's a requirement for Kuna on things that have nothing to do with Aveda. And this is one of them. Since Gzeirat HaKatuv B'Alma, you want to bring a Paraduma, which has nothing to do with Kedusha. It has to do with the dinim of Mikveh. You can say a Mikveh is something to do with Kedusha. This is the way to become Torah from Tuma. So Mamela, it's also a din in the Paraduma. No, says the Gemara, let's just see that in time. It's no different. Amar Ot Nigaim, okay, then I'll ask you from somewhere else. The din of Olachat Evarim Lekev. Now, could you do without that? I mean, if you wanted to, could you not cut up the animal right after the Kevin and put it directly as after skinning, after doing the hatchet, and after doing the nituah, which is the butchering, cutting it up into its necessary part, you put all of the pieces directly onto the Kevin without any Olach. Is that not possible? It certainly is. So Evshel Avadla, and nonetheless it's Tula Bizar. It has to be done by a Kohen, as it says, V'kriv et ha-kohen et ha-kol, V'ktira mizbecha, V'yom amar zu alachat evarim lekevesh. So you see that the question of whether it's Evshel Avadla or not Evshel Avadla is irrelevant to the question of whether a zar is kosher. So don't try to tell me the way that Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef are claiming is that the holacha bizar is a function of whether you hold that holacha is an avodah Evshel Avadla and that's significant. Because over here, it's definitely Evshel Avadla and it's not significant. Everybody is made of the Torah says beferish, it's a din in the kuda and a zar can't do it. No? So that shows that your assumption that the two are related is wrong. Why? Understand? I mean, the Torah is now megalatas with the Gezerat HaKatuv, that this, Olachas Eivorim, requires a coin. But Olachas Adam, which is Evshel Avadla, why would you say that it requires a coin? What do you mean? Kavachomer? Okay. Well, I'm not allowed to learn the Kavachomer now all of a sudden. Hechad Goli Goli Echad. It's a Kavachomer. Because Lav Kol Dechenu, if Olachas Eivorim Lekevesh, tell me something. If I didn't even have any Eivorim, would the carbon be kosher? It's not Ma'akev. So that's not Ma'akev. You're telling me that the Torah says, well, but make sure you do it with the coin. So Koshkin, the Dam, I mean, which is Ma'akev. So there is Lo Ma'akev Kapor. Nonetheless, I require Kuna. Olachat Dam, which is Ma'akev Kapora. Lo Kosher Kane. Obviously, I would need to have a coin. And in fact, Itmar Nami, Omar Ulam, Rabbi Elazar, that whole discussion was wrong. Olacha with the Tzar is possible. Has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon. Even Alibel Rabbi Shimon, it's exactly the same. Because the question, according to Rabbi Shimon, is only Nogea Evshel Avadla as to whether I would consider a Olacha to be included in the Pasuk of Im Heachol Yachel. Then Pigol Huloli Yerate. Only those things which are Ma'akev Heachol Yachel. Not whether it's an Aveda. Do I need halacha to be able to eat this korban? Answer me, yes or no. No, thank you. It's not included in the pasuk inayachol yachel. A special din, the gabi pigo. Now you're asking me, it should be kosher bizarre. Why in the heck would it be kosher bizarre? Did I ever suggest it's not an aveda? Is that relating that the din of Evshel bizarre has something to do with tumah shava? The din of Evshel avatla has something to do with whether something is called an aveda bizarre? You've confused two completely different circuits. That's the point. In the mail of the whole thing should never been raised in the first place. There's no reason to think that Olacha was any different. The Maisa in the Pasuk is a reference to Maisa Itababiyam. Iboela, question. All right, tomorrow.
Right, continues on.
Well, in a way we can end right at the top of the Nevada. I mean, it's a reasonable way to stop. Okay, fine. Iboela, Olacha Shelo Bered. How about if I do a Olacha, but I don't move my feet. We talked about before, in the case of, we raised the issue of whether you're going to take the bezichin, and you stick them through the door to put them down on the floor. But you don't have to move your feet at all. Is that called halacha, or is it not called halacha? So halacha, but shalom b'rego, shema halacha, lo shema halacha. Now this will be nogea, first of all, whether I did the halacha or not. Secondly, as Rava pointed out, whether in that case the halacha would be ma'arim or not. And thirdly, if in fact I needed to do halacha, instead, I stretched forth my hand and didn't do olacha. Maybe I have to go back and do it again because I didn't do olacha. Well, there was a chiyuv to do the olacha. Then all of these things will be discussed as we go through the series. So tashma that we had just have before, remember? A list of all the things that pasul olacha. One of the things that pasul olacha is sitting in one place, like Rich. V'chein yoshein. You're not standing. You're sitting. I'm assuming if you're sitting, you're not moving. Your chair doesn't move around. Huh? I mean, your rear end doesn't move around. There are no chairs in the other. But you're sitting in one place. Now, if the only problem is the fact that you're sitting and not standing, so let's learn something from there. Had you been standing in the same way that you were sitting, and you don't move, but that's not a problem. So, omeid dumya de yoshev is kosher. No, who says sitting means in one place? Well, you can't shuffle around while you're crouching. Maybe it means yoshev, even though you move, is possible. So an omeid dumya de yoshev would be denied. Put you move a little bit. Who's to say that it means that you only use your hand? That's not a right. Okay, how about this? Toshma shachat Yisrael v'kibel hakohen natano l'chaveiro v'chaveiro l'chaveiro. Now look, there it's describing the beautiful assembly line that we had for bringing the korban pesach. So they would have rows of kohanim that would be lined up, and they would pass the dam one to the other, and the one that's next to the mizbeach puts it on the mizbeach, hands it over to the other line, and they pass it back. Beautiful. It was like watching a well-oiled machine. Sounds like the baking matzah.
Passing the bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
A chain.
Bucket
brigade. So now, yeah, beautiful. It's beautiful. Now, over there, nobody moved. You hand it to the next guy. So that means that we're avoiding doing the halacha beregel, and nonetheless, it seems to be perfectly okay. So what do you say about that? Ema, yachzor. Maybe it means, Ema, what that means over there, altamnami rather, the night apurta. Maybe it's not only a pass the bucket with your hands. Maybe it was like a little dance. You take a step, move to the next guy. Who moves to the next guy? Then you move back, take a step. So it's like really a beautiful dance. So here you can't bring your right from here either. No, so I understand. What's the point? No, the point is Barovam Hadrat Melech. That's the point. So you might think, I'm going to give it to somebody else. I mean, I have the mitzvah. I should insist on doing the mitzvah myself. But no, since the idea over here is that the more participants, the greater the honor there is to the Shekhinah, so then there's no need to show that you want to keep it for yourself. I don't know. So pass it on. That's a chiddush lahalacha. Question is actually brought lahalacha v'gabi. You split up the davening, you get a shot, get somebody else. Okay. That's very Nogea.
Is that a riot that people who keep the Sefer Torah and...
Yes, it brought, but it's not necessarily a riot when we get there. Hold on. Toshma, okay, how about bring a riot from here? It says, Kibel HaKasher V'natan LePasul Yachzir LeKasher. Suppose someone was kosher, hands it over to someone who's lost. He gives it to a czar. He gives the dam to a czar. That person has to hand it back to the kosher. So what do we see from here? That the fact that the Kohen extended his hand, handed it over, he can't take it from the point that he handed it over. He has to move with his feet the distance that he initially had handed it over. Because otherwise, why do you have to give it back and start over again? He could just take it from the point that he was at. So that would mean that we don't see that as logistic. We see that as a poor quality halacha, and you're avoiding doing the halacha that you need to do. So therefore it has to be handed back where it was, and he has to walk that distance. Well, maybe that just means Eba Yachzor HaKasher V'Yikabla. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to give it back towards the direction that it was. Maybe it just means that the next guy who's kosher should take it from him, and that would be enough. Musa, you need to make up for any of the area that was covered by handing it over. Over here, the first coin hands it over to this guy. So now you're saying he hands it over to this guy, he has to hand it back. Why does he have to hand it back? So that the first Kohen should walk the distance that he handed it over. But then that would mean that his handing it over didn't count. But now that I'm saying it doesn't mean he has to hand it back. Maybe it just means that it has to be handed, meaning that the next Kohen up in the line takes it from the point that Kohen dropped it. Not from. The czar is basically an eats about it. So the first coin who set it down on the head of the czar, maybe the next coin takes it off the head of the czar. It doesn't mean it has to be put back to where it was and now the coin has to walk with it. So maybe handing it over to the other coin was kosher, so to speak. Even though it was sitting on the head of the czar in between. What difference?
Which I'd like to require.
We're talking about a halacha of the dam here. We talked a moment before about halacha of the farm to kept. A moment before that, we talked about halacha of the comets of the mimcha. Before that, we talked about halacha of the levina, the bezichei levina to the bizbeach. Whatever requires the halacha. So mamela, you can't bring a raya from there at all. Ema, perhaps the right way of saying that is yachzor hakasher v'yikabla. in the new direction, but the area was covered by the hand of the Kohen is maybe perfectly okay. Omar Ula, Itmar Omar Ula, you want the top? Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, Olacha Shalo Beregel, Lav Shema Olacha, that is not a proper Olacha, Machshava will not have any impact on it according to anybody, because you weren't doing the Olacha. You'll have to go back and do it properly as a real Olacha Beregel. Leime Ketanoi. The Tani Chodet Tvilat Etzba Mefagelet Bechatat. The Tani Yireh Lo Mefagelet Velo Mitpagelet. My love Tanoi. No, Tanoi. Our Rabbanon and our Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. Why would we be talking about Tvilat Etzba? Rabbi Shimon holds Kol Sheino Al Mizbeach HaChitzon Kishlamim and Babi Shum Pigel. Ooh, that's true. Okay, so maybe over our Rabbanon. Velo Kashe Kan Bechataot HaChitzonot and Kan Bechataot HaPnimiot. Obviously, Pshita. Look, Tivu v'taval, why would I think it would be an Aveda? Ah, because you see, it's true. And the bottom line is that he had to kof, Rami lo ayade, boy lo mishkal zim nachrite. So it might as well have said v'taval. So it's command echti v'taval, David. Kamash v'an lachi lo kti v'taval. Damash malchi umash mahachi. Therefore, this daf manages to teach us that a logistical requirement isn't an aveda, and aveda is not a logistical requirement. And that is the relationship, really, between the beginning and the end of our discussion today. Rabbi Shimon Bachshav Behiluch, Omer Rabbi Shimon Belokish, Moda Rabbi Shimon Bolachat Chataot Apnimiot, over there it is a Machshav Aposalat Behul. Because since it's an aveda, Shen Yocholavat La, Amr Rabbi Shimon, it's bichlal no a pigo. Kol sheino a mizbeach hachitza kishlami. Ein chayavin lo mishum pigo. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, he never said there's no psul pigo. He's made it there's a psul pigo. It's a kavachomer. Uma, shulo lishman. Which is kosher b'shlomi mispaso b'chatos, chutzazmano, which is paso b'shlomi mino din shiv so b'chatot. Okay, that's all very nice. Ashken chutzazmano. How about and don't try to learn it for Chutzazman. Chutzazman is more chomer, because Chutzazman is a chiv karet. And don't try to learn it for Blo Lishma. I mean, Blo Lishma is more chomer because there's no Ig B'Boma. There can't be a Chutzazman on a Boma. Yeah, but that's not a serious issue, because Shlo Lishma B'Mai no Ig Pesach V'Chatas. There is no Pesach V'Chatas B'Boma. Or I could tell you, really, I will learn it out of Chutzazman. And nonetheless, Iboitem it's a hekesh. Because Ime Akoya Achelba Yom Ashlishi, Ashlishi is Chutzazmano. Pigolulo Yeratse is Chutzazmakoyman. So it's a hekesh. Omar Rabbi, you know what's interesting is Imtim Tzoloma, the Rabbi Shimon Sovale Kivrei, who holds that Bein Olam al Mizbeach is Sofon, then Ein Machshava Moelet Belakat Chatot Apnimiot, except from Mamish up to from the door of the Petach Olam Vilifnim. Because that, you could have shecht it all the way next to the door. V'imtim tzoloma. Shavala krebiyot amat tocha zaram mikadesh. Just like the mizbeah. Then in bachshava mo'elet ba'olachat siluk bezichin. Elami petach ha'echa. Because you could have moved the shulchan all the way up to petach ha'echa. And up to the wall, up to the floor. V'lachot. And if he would have also hold that kedushat olam ve'echa chodei, he could have moved the shulchan all the way up to the door of the olam. And then ein machshava mo'elet, unless it's from the petach olam mibachot. And if he furthermore holds that the toch ha-petach is kilefnim, so then ein machshava mo'elet afilu psia achad, it would only be mo'elet b'chteo shatat yado. And im timtzom halacha shlo b'regalav shmo halacha, then there'd be no halacha at all. And ein machshava mo'elet klal. Omele abaye la amore de b'chista. What's the din of halacha bizar? I'm like Shera, bring it right from a pasuk. V'yishchatu at a Pesach v'zuku akonim et abam miyadam v'alvim mafshitim. Motiv Rav Sheshes says beferish a zar or a kohen is an onen or a shikar a balmum. When it comes to Kabbalah or halacha or zrika, is pasuk. And also if he's yoshev or if he's small, nu tiyufta. I repris had a pasuk. Now that just means the oven ma'asa itzteba. Rabbi Reza Mitavai Olacha Bizar is actually dependent in the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, So it would also be kosher bazaar. According to Rabbanan, it would be pasul bazaar. What does Efshalavatla have to do with the kashrus of a czar? I mean, shchita is a Efshalavatla, so it's a Avodah Efshalavatla. Nonetheless, it's kosher bazaar. How about if we first decide whether it's an Avodah? Then we can decide whether it's Efshalavatla. Shchita is lav Avodah. It's not. V'omer Rabbi Zera Marav, shchita spora aduma is pasul bazaar. And Rav pointed out the basis of this is the pasul. Is it says Elazar HaKohen, and it says Chuka, which is Ma'akev Ktivba. Yeah, but what do you bring Nara Araya for Paraduma? Paraduma is Kachi Berek Abayit. So that makes it even worse. So it's a Kalvachomer, no? I mean, Lav Kolachenu? If even Kachi Berek Abayit has an Avodah called Shchita, Kachi Berek Abayit for sure, there it's not an Avodah. What kind of backwards logic is that? Minid Avi Amar Ot Negayim. Something that's secular, or Kedusha is domim a berak habayit. What's a chayak to say? The fact that you need a kohen makes it an aveda. It's boikun, or without being an aveda. But what about halachat evarim lekevesh? Over there, it's definitely an avodah shev shalavatla, because you could check right up and do the hefshet and nituach right here. And nonetheless, it's first in the pasuk that it's pasuk bizarre. Because it says, V'ikriv ha-kohen et ha-kov itra mizbecha, v'yom amar zu alachat evorim lekevesh. So, hechad ha-goli goli, hechad ha-lo-goli lo-goli. Oh, and now there's no more kalvachomers in the world, right? V'lav koshkenu, u'ma alachat evorim lekevesh. Over there, it's not even ma'akav kapora. I could do without evorim at all. Nonetheless, it's boikuna. Koshkenu alachat dam, which is ma'akav the kapora, so koshken. And indeed, Itmar Nami Ar Marulam Rabbi Lazar Holacha Bizar is possible even Alibid Rabbi Shimon Ibarlo. How about Holacha Shlobarega? Is that called Holacha Lagabe the Psul Machshava or Lagabe needing to do it over again or not? Toshma V'chein Yoshev V'chein Small Possel. Now, I mean, I assume that a Yoshev doesn't move. And the only problem is that he's Yoshev. Suppose he would be Omeid, Dumi Yoshev without moving. He would be Kosher. Or who's to say a Yoshev doesn't move? Duma Yoshev to Kashayev Mishav. And therefore an Omeid similar to Yoshev would also be that he's Nayit Purta, and that's enough. Toshma, Shachat Yisrael v'kibel HaKohen, Natan l'chaviro v'chaviro l'chaviro. Toshma, Shachat Yisrael v'kibel HaKohen, Natna l'chaviro, l'chaviro, l'chaviro. Yeah, it's beautiful. No, it's not talking about you don't move. Hatam nami denayit purta. So Maika mashma, brova madrat melech. Okay. Tashma, kibel ha-kasher, v'natan l'pasul, yachzir l'kasher. Why? Well, maybe it just means, eba yachzor ha-kasher v'yikabla. Itmar amarulam, Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is that olacha shelo beregel, lav shma olacha, you have to do it over again, and it will not passel your makshava.